You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. He calls himself the world's greatest whistler, and it's pretty hard to argue against that claim.
A medley entitled Flight of the Flying Lip Lock, Ralph Geza.
Thank you. How's everybody doing tonight?
That's Ralph Geza of Port Huron, who started whistling when he was 3, and more than 5 decades later, he is still going strong. Ralph Geza, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, this is whistling on a whole different level, and you don't purse your lips. This is what, throat whistling?
No, it's not throat whistling. It's open mouth whistling.
Okay.
And the funnel of air goes through the tongue and the roof of the mouth.
Now, I've never seen this before. I'm so used to people pursing their lips, the standard whistle. How did you learn this?
I cheated. I couldn't pucker whistle. When I was 3 years old, in order to be cool with my friends, I had to know how to whistle. And I had a heck of a time just trying to pucker whistle.
Yeah.
I can go in,
okay.
but I'd go out a little. I'd go...
Yeah, pretty much what my sad whistling...
Pretty much, tip of my tongue. And I used to do that, and after a while, I just started concentrating more on making the funnel of air go through down the middle of my mouth, the whole middle of my mouth. If you look up into my mouth, the tongue's curled. It looks like a V.
So you're one of those who can genetically curl their tongue. So you've got your tongue rolled. You can roll your tongue.
Well, you know, kind of, I guess. On the roof of my mouth, it's kind of like it serves as a reed, like a reed on a clarinet.
It sure does.
Back in the days before electricity, you know, the clarinet was a real popular instrument.
It was indeed.
They could really shred with that thing.
Reed of a bagpipe, reed of a saxophone.
Yeah, and, you know, the shredding is the cool thing, you know.
So did you kind of invent this then? No one taught you how to do it? You just kind of improvised and tried to be a better whistler?
Whistling, yes. I just taught myself, and I never heard anybody do it, never saw anybody do it until I was about 17 years old. I went to Chuck Barris told me to go to Carson City, Nevada, to the World's Whistle Off, and I went out there. And there was a guy that whistled similar like me with an open mouth, and he was a lawyer from Hawaii, and he had a full band with him playing behind him, and I thought he was rocking pretty good, but then when he saw me, I never came back.
Oh.
I never did see him again. That guy's name was Nelson Christensen. There was another guy, Fernando Hernandez. He was from Mexico City, and he whistled open mouth style. He did hat dances and stuff like this. And
I've got to wonder, is there some society of open mouth whistlers?
No.
So there's not many of you?
No, usually then they see me and then they end up retiring or something. I don't know.
Now, has your sound evolved and changed through the years as perhaps you've gotten older? Is it a different sound than what you were doing 20, 30 years ago?
I don't really think so. I think the sound is all the same. I think I'm a better whistler today than I was 50 years ago.
Practice makes perfect.
I mean, I've been whistling for since I was 3 years old. I've whistled for 54 years, you know, so that's a lot of whistling. And
you kind of incorporate now singing with the whistling.
I wanted to be a rock and roll star with my whistling, man. I knew for sure the Rolling Stones were going to have me whistle on one of their records, you know, but one record would come out after another and I'd hear this stuff and nobody ever said, hey, whistler, why don't you come and do something? So, you know, nobody has anything for whistlers.
They don't write for whistlers.
So what I did is I had to make a decision that if either I'm going to give this up or I'm going to have to do something else to fill in the time. So I made up words to songs. Brian and I were working on a record, you know.
And Brian is your guitarist, Brian Sprung, who's with us today.
Yes, he's my
And I love the name of your band, Whistlers Mothers, and that's M-U-T-H-E-R-S. And by the way, we should tell everybody you have a Facebook page. People can search for Whistlers Mother. Let's take a listen to some more of your whistling. And this is Ralph Geza of Port Huron, accompanied by his guitarist, Brian Sprung.
Hey, Whistler, you like some peanut butter?
I love me some peanut butter. I like all kinds of peanut butter. Jiffy, Skippy, Peter Pan. Come on, Brian. You know, I ain't prejudiced about my peanut butter.
It come from the East Coast, the West Coast,
the North, the South.
I don't care.
Just as long as it's rich and creamy.
But you know what I found? I found they got the creamiest peanut butter deep down south.
Like in Georgia.
Ain't it something? Georgia got peaches too.
But that's a whole nother song. This one here about peanut butter.
Talent of yours, Ralph, has taken you some pretty interesting places. I saw a YouTube clip of you with the one and only Johnny Carson. That had to have been pretty cool.
Well, that was very cool, yes. That was very cool. Back then, you had to go for 3 days if you went on TV. 1 day to travel, and then you get there, and they come to your room, and they have a little pre-interview with you. And then the next day, they whisk you to the studios and...
In beautiful downtown Burbank, as Johnny used to say.
Whatever. I don't know what's so beautiful about it.
Well, that's what he was being sarcastic.
Okay. Okay.
He used to say, here we are in beautiful downtown Burbank.
Yeah.
And you've done America's Got Talent?
Yeah, we did that. Yes.
How'd that
Brian's
fare?
Over there laughing.
How did that fare?
That's when I finally, I guess that's when I finally decided that I could call myself the world's greatest whistler. I goofed that right up. I can goof up every opportunity that I can get, and I'll just goof it up.
Do you have favorite genres?
I grew up listening to a lot of Rolling Stones. More than anything, I was Rolling Stones. Now, it was the Zeppelin. You know, I used to like to whistle the way that Jimmy Page just shreds that guitar. It was just amazed me, you know.
Can you give me a little Stairway to Heaven?
That cost you some money. Mm-hmm. That cost you extra because... The Stairway to Heaven?
A little bit of that guitar solo.
That's about all you're going to
get. I'm fascinated because you're playing with your hands, too. Now, do you play as well?
I play an air guitar sometimes when I'm on stage.
Okay.
Yep. It helps the accompany of the whistle. It helps the notes go right where they... need to go, because most of the time was, whistling with a pool cue in my hand and play that air guitar.
What does it feel like when you're in the middle of a song, you are in your whistling zone? What does it feel like? Is it a hard thing to do, or does it just, flows?
No, it flows. Yeah, Brian came early, yesterday he came in, and we were working on another song, a reggae genre song, because the Rolling Stones, they used to have a rock and roll song, they'd have a punk rock song, they'd have a blues song, they'd have a reggae song. There'd all these different genres on these records, and that's the way we're designing this one.
And have you made records?
Well, no, we're just starting.
That's something you want to do. And you do get sometimes other musicians together and just kind of do a gig?
Oh, yeah. I still have my favorite shredders out there. We got a pretty good one here in Detroit. I like to go listen to that Eric Goble. He's a good old buddy that can really do some shredding.
You know what? I am only the world's biggest Who fan. Do you do any Who?
You put me on the spot.
I know, man. I am. We do that in radio. You get the rhythms, you get the notes.
It's been a long time since I've...
It's okay. Don't apologize. It's really good stuff. Were you always naturally musician? Were you musical? Besides the... class as a kid? Or?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
yeah. I sang a lot, and I did a lot of singing. I was kind of a class clown. And the really cool thing? I used to sit in school. I'd bite my fingernails like this, and I'd whistle. I do those real odd notes, and the closer that the teacher came, the quieter I would do it. And the farther they would go, the louder I would do it. They never knew who was doing it.
Which one of these kids?
Sixth grade teachers would not tell any of the seventh graders teachers because it took them so long to finally. And a lot of the teachers, it wasn't until the last day of school where I would confess, I'm the one. Listen to this.
I'm the culprit, and here you go.
Yeah, that was a cool thing, and it was fun.
Have you been able to take this beyond, like a very cool party or club trick? Are you able to, kind of get out there and build a career doing this, or is this kind of, you got to have another day job?
Well, no, that's all I do is this. Either you're in or out.
Do you get respect from other musicians?
No. I'm a whistler. That's all I am is a whistler. I'm not a musician.
You play your mouth.
I get no respect. Ask Roddy Dangerfield. He'd tell you all about it.
A lot of fun. It's kind of
the same thing.
Well, I know people can. You're all over YouTube. You can search for Ralph Giese, and that's G-I-E-S-E. So you can find him on YouTube or search on Facebook for Whistlers Mothers, M-U-T-H-E-R-S. Thank you so much. A lot of fun to have you both with us. And we're going to ask you, Ralph Giese of Port Huron, the self-proclaimed world's greatest whistler, along with your guitarist, Brian Sprung. Please take us out on another number.